Alabama and Tennessee syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international, and oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number three. How'd that happen? I didn't know where the first 2 hours went. This has been a crazy show. I mean, we've already taken breaks from what was planned in order to go with things that were happening, like not the least of which is Tommy Tuberville, U.S. Senator and former Auburn football coach, just announced he is officially running for governor. Well, somebody has just connected in with us using the clean feed connection since our normal phones are currently down. And I'm going to bring him on right now. So most of y'all are familiar with someone who's been on the show several times. He was actually on the podcast with us last week for the Just Right podcast. And he does a podcast of his own with us called The Liberty Minute. Jared Hudson is a former Navy SEAL. He's now the president and CEO of two businesses, one called Covenant Rescue Group, which focuses on human trafficking interdiction, and the other being the Shooting Institute, which focuses on training military and law enforcement in the skills necessary to do their jobs. That's enough of me talking. Jared Hudson's on the line right now. Jared Hudson, how you doing, man?
What's up, brother? I'm good. How are you? Hey, it's never enough of you talking, Phil. That's why you have the show.
I get paid to just opine for 3 hours straight. But,
there you go, man. Well, at least it's a good opinion.
Yeah, well, thank you. Well, listen, man, Tuberville made his announcement, and then next thing I know, I'm getting a text from you saying, hey, you got time for me to get on the show today. What's on your mind, buddy?
Yeah, man. No, I just think it's, you know, I was literally sitting here at the desk, and somebody sent me something from out of state saying, hey, man, your boy Tubby's on the air, you know, or about to go on a show and make some kind of big announcement. So I clicked over and watched, and here he's announced for governor, and that's just, you know, exciting times for the state of Alabama. You know, I think he's personally, I think he's done really good as a senator. We've been glad to have him in there, and I hate to see him leave. I know it's going to be big shoes for somebody to fill, but you know, him going over to be the chief executive of the state of Alabama, I think is going to be really good. A lot of people are saying that he's only going to do one term to see what he can do. You know, and I don't know what his proclivities are to that, but I do know this. I mean, if he does even half as good as he's done as senator, as governor, he's going to do a lot of good for this state. So I'm pretty excited about it.
I am too. And before we leave that, let me just ask this. I mean, you've been in, of course, as a former member of the teams in the SEALs, and then of course what you do with law enforcement, and you are yourself an APO certified law enforcement officer. You understand the value of strong leadership. What does this look like to you, seeing Coach Tuberville coming in running for governor right now?
Man, you know what? I'll give you a real-world example. A buddy of mine, Brad Geary, had a lot going on in the SEAL teams, and it took the Senate to help him through that process. He was the commander over Buds when a young man died. It's a whole thing that everybody could look up that's listening. I won't go into the story. But we're able to get in touch with Coach Tuberville and his team. And again, that leadership at that level, Brad Geary called me 2 months later and said, man, you have no idea how impactful Senator Tuberville was. Because he knew him as Senator Tuberville.
Yeah.
Again, not being from our state. And just a small example like that, you've got a warfighter who's running a training command and something terrible happens, but now he's getting his feet held to the fire over something that, you know, honestly, he had nothing to do with, and it took a strong leader to step in and say, no, you're not going to do this. We're going to push forward with supporting this leader of warfighters. And it's just the same thing as he's going to governor, you know, having that strong leadership in places of high power, right? I mean, a senator, a governor is vitally important. And I think that that's just a real-world example where I've seen what Coach was doing actually work, and I think it'll continue to work.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to the idea of having somebody who's both visible and vocal in the leadership position, somebody who can define the agenda, call the plays, if you will, and be able to lead from the front. I think that's going to be huge. I look at what DeSantis has done down in Florida, and I think there's no reason why Alabama can't have that, no reason at all.
Absolutely, you know, again, I'm not one to go around and even disparage anybody else who's been in any of these leadership positions wherever they're at, but just seeing where coach has come from and what he did as a senator, now going over to governor, I have no doubt that he can possibly do that and maybe even more than what we've seen going in Florida and some of these other states with some really strong governors.
Yeah, and I'll say one more thing about Tuberville, then I want to ask you about something else. But one of the things that really strikes me is when he was coaching, he was sometimes known the nickname Riverboat Gambler was because he was willing to call the plays that nobody else would have called. He was willing to do the thing nobody else would have expected. And I think part of that is because, you know, the old saying, the best laid plans go out the door when the first shot's fired, right? The enemy has a vote. Well, that means you got to be able to pivot. You got to be able to adjust on the run. And I've seen that in him in the past, and I'm looking for that because politics is a blood sport, and I'm looking for that in terms of what he could do and be able to pivot when he needs to.
Absolutely. No, I mean, we'd always say terrain will dictate in the SEAL teams, which just means whatever happens on the outside oftentimes dictates what you do and how you respond, and it takes a person who, like you just said, is able to pivot in order to be effective when it comes to these fights you find yourself in, whether you're in a, you know, in a political race or in a political position like, you know, a senator or governor.
All right, so let me ask you something. You asked if you could call in today, Jared Hudson, and there's now an open seat officially for the U.S. Senate. And all God's children know that if you're going to be a SEAL, that means when you get out of the teams, you're either going to A, write a book, or B, run for office.
Yeah, there you go.
So are you writing a book or are you running for office? What's about to happen?
Oh, well, you know, the funny thing when you ask that, I've actually done both. You know, running for office here in Jefferson County as sheriff and becoming the sheriff runner-up here in this large county. But then I've also written a book, although my buddy's called it a pamphlet because it's only 48 pages long. So I've actually done both of those already. But, no, I've had a few people ask me what I consider running for that open spot. And, you know, I never say no to anything, but, you know, me and my wife – spend a lot of time seeking the Lord and praying again as a believer. You know my belief system, and anybody wants to hear about it probably will hear it on the podcast that me and you did a couple months ago. But honestly, whatever the Lord has, I'm willing to step into. I rule nothing out, but we have to pray through things, and I definitely consider it. But I can tell you this much. Whoever fills the role that coach is leaving, they're going to have big shoes to fill. I think we know that, number one. And number two, it's got to be a fighter. It's got to be somebody who can give the Democrats a nosebleed. It's got to be somebody who takes the initiative of the people of Alabama to Washington, D.C., as opposed to the initiative of Washington, D.C. back to Alabama.
Well, and you're being very humble, and you're couching your terms carefully, and I understand that until the decision's made, it's not made. And I appreciate the fact that you and your sweet wife are praying through this thing. I will say this. I'm going to correct one thing you said, though. You called yourself the runner-up sheriff. Actually, you were the Republican choice in a very blue county.
There you go. That's right.
In a blue county. Listen, I think the world needs to hear this. In a blue county, you ran against a longtime entrenched incumbency of Democrats in that sheriff's seat, and you came within 1 point of literally taking it away from them as the Republican choice. Because I think there are a lot of people that swung over to vote for you. And if you can do that in a blue county, I would just say that you could have some opportunities elsewhere.
Maybe so. We'll see what the Lord has. And, but in the meantime, we're still going to hunt these bad guys that like buying and selling kids for sex. So that's what we're going to continue to focus on right now.
And rightfully so, brother, rightfully so. Listen, if folks want to hear more about what you're praying and thinking about, where can they go and when can they go there?
Yeah, I mean, you could go to any of my personal sites. Go to thejaredhudson.com. That's where people will engage me to speak at different events. And you can follow the social media platforms there. There's Twitter or X, I guess is what it's called now, Instagram, and Facebook, and they can just click and follow there. So thejaredhudson.com, and then also still go to covenantrescue.org keep up with what we're doing there in the fight against human trafficking.
All right, Frogman, Rangers lead the way, but SEALs do stuff
Rangers
too.
Lead the way, baby.
All right, man, take care. We'll talk to you soon.
See you, brother. Thank you.
He's doing something, man. He's doing something. I'm JP. He's doing something.
I think so, and I'd like that. I think he'd be a great choice for that.
I think he would. So if y'all haven't seen it, by the way, now that you've heard Jared Hudson saying that could happen, I think all the more reason for you to go check out the podcast we just aired with him last week. It's the Just Right podcast with Phil Williams, the first edition. Second edition comes out tonight, actually. But the first edition was a complete long-term interview with Jared Hudson as he literally just outlined everything from the roots of his faith to how he became a SEAL to what he stands for as a person to why family means as much as it does to him and how he hunts down human traffickers. Nothing but cool. All right, man, take me to a break right now. We'll take that break. We'll come right back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.